Biologists have known for some time that wood mice have excellent navigational abilities. Now new research suggests one reason why. These little rodents build themselves road markers out of leaves, twigs, and shells. David McDonnell heads the Wildlife Conservation Research Unit at Oxford University. He first observed this phenomenon in the wild, and he wanted to see if the mice would repeat the behavior in the lab.
We put the wood mice in a pretty simple arena, provided them with a nest box and some food, and absolutely nothing else at all except some plastic discs, just small bits of plastic. And lo and behold, we found that they went to a lot of trouble to pick up the plastic discs, carry them around, as if they had a deliberate purpose in mind.
So what was this purpose?
Well, it seems that they were doing exactly what you and I would do if we dropped our car keys in the lawn, and then the telephone rings in the house. You'd put a stick in the ground or some marker in the ground to remind you where the keys fell so you can continue your search later. And it looks as if that is precisely what these wood mice are doing. They carry a little disc around with them when they find an interesting place where there's some seeds or whatever to forage for. And then they put the disc down, and then whenever they're disturbed, and you must remember these are very nervous creatures, they're just always jumping around being fearful of predators and so forth, but when they've been disturbed, then they find their way straight back to the little road sign, to the marker, just as you would if you dropped your car keys in the lawn.
Why do the mice need these signposts?
Well, most of the time, these animals are on farmland, particularly foraging, for example, through cereal fields, corn fields. And so it must be like finding their way through almost an ocean of uniform habitat. And as I say, they're such nervous little guys that every few moments they're running to the left and to the right from some false alarm in case a weasel or a hawk is going to strike them. And as they forage, rather interestingly, every few moments you see them stand up on their hind legs and look over their shoulder as if drawing a bead on where the plastic disc is, just so they don't get disoriented or lost.
What other animals use these kinds of road markers?
Well, Steve, as far as we're aware, there's certainly one other species, namely humans. On the other hand, looking through the literature, there's just no evidence at all of any other mammal species doing this. Now, between you and I actually expect lots of species do it, but nobody's ever noticed it before. So far, the list is only two species long. Of course, part of the interest is these are very, very familiar animals, just like the white-footed mouse is familiar in North America. These guys are ten a penny in farmland in the UK, and it's rather exciting to find such a unexpected and intriguing adaptation in an animal that's very familiar. It shows you don't have to go to a far-off land to watch a charismatic and rare species in order to find out something interesting.
David McDonald heads the Wildlife Conservation Research Unit at the University of Oxford in the UK. Thanks so much for taking this time with us today.
It's a pleasure.